Doctors have been listening to the bodies of their patients for hundreds of years. In 350 BC, Hippocrates, widely known as the father of medicine, would press his ear to a patient's chest in order to hear what was going on inside. Other doctors followed his example for centuries before in 1816, René Laennec invented the stethoscope. Laennec evidently found immediate auscultation unacceptable at many levels. Firstly, he felt the sounds it produced were unclear. Secondly, he felt that getting so close to a sick patient was unwise. And thirdly, he felt that if the patient was female, pressing an ear to her chest was improper. One day, Laennec found himself having to examine a rather overweight young lady suffering from suspected heart trouble. He felt that listening to her chest with his ear alone was useless, as the subcutaneous fat would muffle the heart sounds. He also felt it would be improper to press an ear to her bosom. The story goes that he was wandering through Paris, mulling over this problem, when he saw two children playing with a piece of wood. One was tapping a code at one end, and the other was listening at the other. These children gave Laennec what you might call his eureka moment. Laennec ran back to his patient, rolled up a wad of paper into a cylinder, and pressed it to her chest. He found he was able to hear the heart sounds much better than he could using immediate auscultation. Laennec spent the next few years perfecting the design for his monaural stethoscope. This was the beginning of efforts to map the bodily interior through its sounds. What I think is so interesting about auscultation is that it has the effect of transforming the body. It's no longer a thing, an object, but instead it becomes a soundscape produced by the movement of blood through the veins and the movement of air through the lungs. Doctors have acquired a very highly developed auditory knowledge, which positions the body as a dynamic field of sounds. Of course, it could be argued that auscultation is outdated, and that new technologies which create images of the heart are replacing it. Echocardiography is one example. It uses sound waves to create images of the heart as it pumps. But the following sound bites, which I recorded during an echocardiogram session, suggest that new technologies, far from rendering the body silent, cause it to project into the world in strange auditory forms. Through new technologies, the body resounds through new spaces.